This is Inside the Vienna Business Radio on demand for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. I'm Gary Dick. The Indianapolis Colts franchise has been granted marketing rights for Germany and Austria as part of the National Football League's continued effort to grow its prominence globally.
Approvals for the territories were finalized Monday morning during the NFL's annual league meetings. They are the first international markets for Indianapolis since the league began its global markets program in 2022. Colts owner Jim Irsay said in written remarks that the team is excited to expand its reach internationally after seeing the appetite for American football firsthand last fall when the Colts played in Frankfurt, Germany. The initial five-year agreement between the Colts and the NFL grants the team rights to engage with fans in the countries through marketing materials and business development efforts, similarly to what can be done in the team's home market. Stephanie Pemberton, vice president of marketing for the Colts, said the team's strategy will largely lean on building brand awareness and developing authentic connections with fans and growing interest and access to professional football. Austria and Germany are already a shared home market for three other NFL teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Atlanta Falcons and Carolina Panthers also call Germany a home market. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Wisconsin-based Menasha Packaging Company has announced a major investment in its East Central Indiana operations. The company says it will invest $70 million to consolidate and expand its two Richmond facilities as part of an ongoing modernization initiative. In the business of sports, Charles Small is stepping down as director of athletics at Valparaiso University after about 18 months on the job. In a statement, Small said he made the decision in order to pursue new opportunities. From the state's number one source for Indiana business news, you're listening to Inside Indiana Business Radio. Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation has announced six Marion County Public School corporations are each receiving $20,000 grants to develop four-year plans to increase college enrollment among their students. The grants are part of the second phase of College Matters, the foundation's $15 million initiative to increase college enrollment among Marion County students.
We continue to hear from Indiana employers who report difficulty in hiring and finding talent with education and skills needed to fill our positions. So when fewer Marion County residents have college degrees, especially than many of our peer cities, it puts us at a competitive disadvantage.
That's Fairbanks Foundation Senior Program Officer Cammie Nielsen. You can see the complete list of recipients at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Terre Haute-based Hallador Energy Company has announced Marjorie Hargrave as its next chief financial officer. Hargrave most recently served as CFO for Colorado-based LeanTree, Inc. She begins her new role April 10. An app that helps young people learn about finances, a software system that helps prevent satellite collisions, and an online platform to let people rent whatever available storage space they have were the winners of the semi-annual Moonshot Pitch Challenge competition. It was organized by the Purdue Innovates Incubator. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio on demand.